The Morning Hog Show, kicking into a Morning Hog happy hour that's got everybody singing and dancing. It's time for Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Our friends, Josh, Amelia, S.R. Perrotts. Yeah! What up, friends? How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm not sure. Depends on what we're doing, because Guy told me you guys were kind enough to drop off beer a little while ago. Guy wouldn't show me what this is, but I saw a label that I know, and we're all under one umbrella today. Tell everybody what we're trying.
Well, I figured you'd be pretty happy because Terrapin's in the house today.
Woo! Yes.
Woo!
Yeah! Yes. All Terrapin all morning long. This is good. I do love the Terrapin fleet, but I know there's some stuff in here I haven't tried before. So where do we begin with this fine Georgia brew?
So we're going to start off with their, it's a 12-pack variety, actually. It's their dispensary. Oh, my God. I can't say that word.
And by the way, zero beers so far. Zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Dispensary, right?
Correct. It is their selection of hemp beers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. They do them right.
Yeah, and they're pretty good at it.
No doubt.
So we're going to start off with their, it's called Jazz Cabbage.
Okay. All right.
Has a turtle playing a saxophone in the middle of a very particular field.
yeah.
You can smell it as soon as you open it.
If you've ever seen a turtle play a saxophone, then we know what you were doing before that.
One of the ones we're going to try in a little bit, we've tried before, but hemp beer has become this like new thing out there. Quite a few breweries have given it a shot, and Terrapin figured, you know, we're going to go out and give you a 12-pack variety, and there's three flavors in each of the 12 packs there.
Nice.
This is really good.
Very smooth.
I can smell that from here.
So this is their hemp IPA.
Hemp forward on the nose.
No doubt. Yeah, and not, it doesn't overpower the flavor, but what we've talked about, the different ways in which you could get a beer to smell this way, let alone to taste this way. What is Terrapin doing?
They're literally using hemp.
Mm. Okay, no phonies. Well, the real deal. I've met those guys. I believe it. Probably got rope. Probably got a whole bunch of hemp rope there in the warehouse.
Yeah,
in the brewery.
No, that's
this one clocks in at 6%.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
It'll get the job done. You definitely get that hemp flavor and aroma both, and then it kind of turns into an IPA.
Yeah,
the best way I can describe it.
Sure, it doesn't really override the IPA flavor, which is good.
Yeah, it's not a palate wrecker. Yeah,
it complements it very nicely.
Yeah, we've tried, you know, lots of good Terrapins. I mean, that hopsecutioner base that's in there, and that's what seems to reside on the back end of this thing. But boy, I like it. And light.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Light and friendly. Jazz Cabbage. Put that on your... By the way, if you have a cover band and you call it Jazz Cabbage, I will bring you the rest of this can right now. You got to call us. 386-2... I don't remember the phone number. All right. That's a great beginning. Another Terrapin is sitting waiting for us. What's next?
So next up, we have their Magic Brownie.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. All right.
This one says... So the last one said pairs well with snacks. This one says it pairs well with the couch.
I like that a lot. In doing pairings, they're just like, just drink this and lay down. Or sit, if you want to sit down. Wow, all right. Okay, now this one doesn't seem to have the hemp smell as much.
No. Yes,
It's very subtle compared to the last one. The last one is what a lot of people consider dank. That is where as soon as you open it, the aroma fills the entire room.
Yes.
This is much more subtle. This is a brown ale. Okay. So something a little bit different. Most of the hemp beers out there are kind of riding with the IPA style. Where this one, they're giving it a shot with that brownie ale.
Yeah,
or the brown ale, sorry.
I can taste brownie.
Yeah, you get a little bit of, I would say, kind of like a dark chocolate.
Yes.
Where you get the bitter, you know, dark chocolate can be a little bit bitter, so that's kind of where that lies. A little bit of caramel. 6.6% on this bad boy.
Ooh. Hmm. That's why it says pairs well with the couch, huh?
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Now, where do we stand on brownies with nuts in them? Where do we stand on that? I am
not a fan.
I am wholly against that. Are you guys?
Not a fan.
I'm not a sweets guy, so I'm against brownies in general.
Sure, me too.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Amelia, the dissenting vote. I don't like undisclosed nuts. As long as you can see them on the surface of the brownie, that's okay. Yes?
Right.
Okay.
You gotta know what you're getting into.
Yeah, right. I don't want to chip a tooth. I want to enjoy my brownie, for crying out loud. This is good, though. And we've talked over the last few weeks about how some of these breweries are able to take a... If you were blindfolded, you could imagine that you're just drinking an actual brownie right now.
Yeah, it's very cool how they're able to do stuff like that just by changing up some of the, you know, the malt or the hops. This one, they actually used hemp seeds in the brewing process. So that's where you're getting that little bit of something extra.
Really? Okay.
Now, just so everyone is clear, there's no THC in these, right?
That is correct. There is no THC, so you're not getting drunk and high at the same time. It's just giving you that flavor and aroma of your favorite plant out there. The package itself is pretty cool looking. It has three medicinal-looking bottles filled with... they're filled with hops, but it's clear what they're shooting for there.
If you guys want to find these beers, you go to srprod.com/beer finder.
All right. I don't want to wait to open these next two, but we'll play a song, and then we're coming right back, and we're cracking open these next two cans, including something I've never tried before, and it's been taunting me online from friends in Georgia for years. Uh-huh. All right? I can't wait. That's coming up next. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Morning Hog Happy Hour with Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot, right here on 95.7 The Hog.